With more trains covering greater amounts of track, those in charge of safety want to be sure they're ready in case of an emergency. This past February, an 81-car Canadian Pacific train went off the tracks near Dubuque and caught fire. No one was injured, but 8 cars leaked ethanol and diesel into the Mississippi River for several days. Kevin Techow of the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District says when accidents happen, a quick assessment is made to find out who's in charge.
The Federal Railroad Administration will work closely with the county emergency management. If it happens in a city with the police department, or if it's the sheriff's department or the Iowa Department of Transportation, rail administrators, as well as the federal EPA and Iowa DNR, if there actually is a spill of toxic materials.
Even if the spill does contain toxic materials, Susan Dixon with Iowa's Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division explains all response begins and ends at the local level.
Very rarely do they actually get to the other end of the bookend here, which would be response and material support from the state for larger incidences. The last time I remember this occurring was a chemical explosion in Sergeant Bluff in the 90s, where the state actually got involved in giving support to local hazardous materials teams.
Dixon says just because it's a rare event, it doesn't mean they aren't prepared in case it happens, because they do regular, extensive training exercises. A state agency that is more involved with train crashes and derailments is the Iowa Department of Transportation. Spokesperson Tammy Nicholson says her office will be doing accident simulation training this fall.
We do go through some different tabletop exercise, day-long type of things to simulate those type of incidences in order to identify what gaps there might be in communications and response and then address those before a real-life situation occurs.
Often it takes a train crash or a derailment to bring all these groups together. So instead of waiting for that to happen, federal, state, and local representatives are gathering this week in Ankeny. Stephen Fender is the regional administrator for the Federal Railroad Administration.
We don't know each other as well as we could. We don't know each other's policies and practices as well as we could. And this symposium seems like a good way to kind of glue us all together, build some relationships, and get to know each other a little bit better.
Fender's office does safety inspections, accident investigations, and follows up on consumer complaints in a 5-state region. He says the numbers for Iowa from 2014 through the first half of 2015 are better than most other states.
We see a 34% reduction in highway rail grade crossing accidents. Total train accidents are down 55%. And our two major heavy hitter categories, track-caused accidents and human factor caused derailments, are down 50 and 56% respectively. So things are looking pretty darn good in Iowa right now and trending the right direction.
The first of its kind Iowa Railroad Safety Symposium is being facilitated by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Iowa, the State Department of Transportation, and the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Office. I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.